Translation. O best of the demigods, we can see three different varieties of life, which are due to the contamination of the three modes of nature. The living entities are thus known as peaceful, restless, and foolish, as happy, unhappy, or in between, or as religious, irreligious, and semi-religious. We can deduce that in the next life, these three kinds of material nature will similarly act.
यथा इह देव प्रवाणा त्रैविध्यम उपलब्धते भूतेषु गुणवैचित्र्या तथा अन्यत्र अनुमीयत. जस्ट लाइक नाउ दिस मंथ ऑफ जून वी हैव गॉट a certain type of experience, what are the natural changes, atmosphere in this month of June. Similarly, when you are in month of December, you can foretell what will be the next month of June. It is not difficult. Because we have got experience, the atmospheric changes and situation in this month of June. Just like in Bombay, there is practical calculation that by the 10th of June, the rainy season will begin. Actually, so happens. There are different places, different types of seasonal changes. So, everything should be seen through the Shastra. Shastra Chakushya. This is Vedic process. In the Shastra, it is said that Urdhaṁ Gacchanti Sattasva, elevation in this material world, is when a person is in the satugun, the modes of goodness, and middle bhavirya is rajogun, madhya tishtanti rajasa, and jagannā guna vittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. Those are very, very low class, jagannā vitti. Their behavior is very, very abominable. They go down, adhogacchanti. But our, this Krishna consciousness movement is to go above the modes of goodness. Here, either goodness or passion or ignorance, they sometimes overlap. Just like a Brahman, he is in goodness. But this Ajamit, he was born in a Brahmin family. We have begun the history, Karna Kubji Dhyas. He was born in a Brahmin family of Karna Kubja city, historical fact. Karna Kubja is still there in India. It is now called Kanauj. They are comfortable family. Everything was there. But accidentally, one day he was bringing flowers and other paraphernalia for worshipping deity for his father. On the way, he saw one Shudra, fourth class man, was embracing one Shudrani. This kind of embracing, kissing on the public street, they never indulged in India. especially among the high class, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, no. The Shudras are there, so do it very carefully. But Shudras can do. So prostitution, these things are the low class, the high class, no, not allowed. The high class society, a woman cannot mix with any man, especially unmarried. The father's parents will not allow. So this person, this Ajamil, happened to see that a young Shudra is embracing another young Shudrani. And naturally, he became excited. Then he made contact with that prostitute, and whatever money he had, he was spending for her in this way, he fallen down. Sadachara. That is stated here. Nasta sadachara, on account of mixing with a prostitute, he became completely fallen. So the point is that although he was born in a Brahmin family, he was being trained up as a pure Brahmin, but he fell down to the modes of ignorance. Therefore, one has to surpass the platform of goodness also. There are many cases, very good boy, all of a false son. In our society I have seen many nice boys doing nicely, all of a sudden finished. That is possible. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Overlapping. The Rajagun is overlapping, Tamagun, Tamagun is overlapping, Satagun, in this way it is going on. Therefore we see varieties. That is stated here. The Deva Prabhana Srividyam Upalambhati Guru Vaichitryat. Guru Vaichitryat. By mixture of different gunas. It's like color. Painter. There are three colors originally, red, yellow and blue. Now those who are expert, they can mix this. If you mix yellow and blue, it becomes green. Those are painters, they know. And yellow into red, it becomes orange. In this way, those who are painter, they know how to mix color and varieties color. Guna Vaichitryat. So there are originally three colors. Similarly, originally three gunas. Now they become mixed up. 3 × 3 equal to 9, 9 × 9 equal to 81. And again 81, 81. Nature's law is very subtle. Those are botanists, scientists, they know how the color of the flower, so many varieties, they calculate a little. There is regular principle, not that by chance it has become yellow, chance has it. This is Askelda. No. There is regular. Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyati. Everything is being done by the manifestation of energy of the Supreme Personality of God. Maya dhaksena pragiti swate sacharacharam. Everywhere there is control of Krishna. So don't think that in the flower some nice color has come without any supervision or control. Don't think. That is nonsense. Not by chance. It is under Krishna's direction. He has got artistic sense. not like us. He can dictate things. So the various varieties of living entities, all varieties, trees and so many things, there are varieties, jalajana, vulakhani, lying on a thousand different forms of fishes, from big to small. There are whale fishes, and there is another big fish. They can swallow up the whale fishes, so big. Jalahasti, they are within the ocean. How many we know? We are, in the Visheshvadi's philosophy, is like that. And the ocean we see, it is simply water. No, that is not actual vision. You should take knowledge from the experience. What is that? Now within the ocean there are 900,000 different forms of life. You rascal, you are thinking that there is nothing. Nirvishesh. So Nirvisheshvadi, impersonalists are like that. In the creation of God, there are varieties, not impersonal. Therefore you see, we are sitting here, you won't find two men of the same feature of the body. Even though they are twin, still you will find some differences. The father and mother can see. There is variety. Here it is said, bhuteshu gunavaichitra. There are gunavaichitra, therefore you don't find two men of the same nature, two men of the same thinking. Varieties, varieties. This is going on. But that is our cause of bonding, varieties. But if we can surpass these varieties, as Krishna advises in the Bhagavad Gita, Trigunam Visaya Veda, Nistrigunam Bhavarjuna, Nistrigunam, Nirgun. Nirgun does not mean no varieties. Nirgun means not these material varieties, the spiritual variety. They misunderstand. Spiritual varieties, they think material varieties. So, we have to overcome these varieties of this material nature. We have come to the spiritual platform. And how it is possible? That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhavicharini bhakti yogi na jasivati sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya. One who is engaged in devotional service, he becomes transcendental to these three gunas and its varieties. Manchabhavicharini bhakti yogi. Abhavicharini, without any adulteration, pure devotion. The pure devotion means Allah vilasita sundam jnana karma dhanamritam. Only concentration of Krishna. Krishna is the root. Krishna is Vasudeva sarvamiti. One who knows this, this knowledge is not so easy. Bahunam janmanavanti. After many, many births, cultivating knowledge. If one is fortunate, he can understand that Krishna is the root of it. Vasudeva sarvamiti, samahatma sudeva. But that is the ultimate goal. If we understand this central point, that Krishna is the root of everything, then we are successful in life. Otherwise it is not. It is said, Mantam Bhavicharini, Bhakti Yogina Jyasimati. People are missing this point, that Krishna is the center. If anywhere we act, making Krishna as the center, we may draw many thousands of circle, it will not overlap. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is, to become Krishna conscious means not to remain within this guru vaichitra, the varieties of material color or material gunas, above that. Center Krishna, make center Krishna, then whatever you do, it will be perfect. Make Krishna center. It doesn't matter whether you are a businessman or professional man, engineer, doctor, there are so many varieties, or a mendicant, or brahmachari, grihastha, never mind. It is, make Krishna center. Atapangami Vijas Sreshta. This was decided in the resolution of the Naimisharana meeting. Atapangami Vijas Sreshta. Varna Sama Vibhagas. There were very, very learned scholars, Brahmins, and sages. That's not ordinary meeting. Just like our this meeting is not ordinary meeting. It's a Krishna conscious meeting. Similarly, there was a big meeting, Naimisharana, where from Bhagavat was given to the public. So in that meeting, Suta Goswami said, Vijasrishtha, you are all selected first-class Brahmana in this meeting. So, Atapvambhi Vijasrishtha, Varnasama Vibhava, there is division. Varna Anasama, Brahman, Khatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Manaprastha. Now, Varnasama Vibhagasa, everything has got varieties of duties. Brahmanas have got varieties of duties. Kshatriya has got varieties, just like Brahmana. Sattva, Sama, Dhamma, Titikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asrikam, Brahma, Karma, Savam. There must be a class of man, Brahmana. Otherwise society will go to hell. We guide. Just like in this body, there must be the head. Otherwise, what is the use of these hands and legs? There's no use. We'll give direction. They are now trying to make classless society. Therefore, they are bringing the whole human society into ruinous. It cannot be done. There must be classes. Just like in my body, there are four divisions. Brain, arms, belly, leg. They are required. Leg is also required, hand is also required, belly is also required. Similarly, Brahman, Khatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, varieties. And when the variety is a center round, then Krishna is become beautiful. Krishna center and the circle, rasa dance, it becomes beautiful. So unless people accept this principle, the Krishna center, then all their plans will be futile. Mogasa, moga karmano, moga jnana. Everything. You try the history, they're trying to do so many things, planning. In every country there is a planning commission. But according to Bhagavad Gita, any plan you do, it is all rascal now, if it is without Krishna. It will fail. History will fail. Take, for example, in our India, Mahatma Gandhi made so many plans to get our independence. He was taking Bhagavad Gita in his hand and publicly said that I get solace from Bhagavad Gita. He was very fond of Bhagavad Gita. But unfortunately, he could not make Krishna a center. This is unfortunate. Therefore, whole plan failed. Gandhi wanted non-violence, failed. Gandhi wanted Hindu-Muslim unity, failed. Why? Because he never said that Krishna is the center. Find his lecture, he never said Krishna, missing. Krishna is missing. Similarly, so many, one French professor has admitted, Aurobindo, Dr. Radha Krishna, they have written Bhagavad Gita, annotation, so many others also. But Krishna is missing. That part is. Krishna is missing. Through Bhagavad Gita, they want to make the society Krishna-less. That is their policy. So nothing has become. For the last 200, 300 years, from India, so many Swamis, yogis came. But because they missed Krishna, it was all useless. And now, this Krishna consciousness movement, because we are making Krishna as the center, you see practically thousands of devotees. Successful. So that is a fact. If we don't make Krishna the center, never mind the varieties of qualities are there, that will continue. It is everywhere, the varieties will be there. But if the Krishna is the center, the varieties will be a very nice bouquet, bunch of flowers. And without Krishna, it is all useless. So, make Krishna center, then these varieties of guna, mixture of guna, that will not. Sagunana samadhitta itan brahma bhuyat. This will not affect our spiritual position. Krishna says, sa brahma bhuyat, brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuchati napan. So, the aim is how to make people brahma-bhūta, aham-brahmāsmi. Aham-brahmāsmi does not mean that I have become Bhagavan or God. No. I am not matter, I am spirit soul. That is aham-brahmāsmi. This is called brahma-realization. And when one is in brahma-realization, and that is the peaceful condition of life, brahma-bhūta prasannātma. So, take this Krishna consciousness moment. I am very pleased that you are doing, endeavoring. So, do it very nicely. Aprasihata. And this Krishna consciousness moment cannot be checked by any material impediment. Ahoituki aprasihata. Jayatma suprasidati. This devotional service to Krishna can be done by anyone, by everyone, in any place, in any condition. This is Krishna consciousness movement to become happy and peaceful. Thank you very much.